Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Lewis Mary Passeri. Sister Lewis Mary is a spiritual director and works at the Center of Dominican Studies at Ohio Dominican University. Her preaching is entitled, What Peace is Jesus Talking About?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, Do not think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth. I have come to bring not peace, but the sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's enemies will be those of his household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever receives a righteous man because he is righteous will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because he is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward. When Jesus finished giving these commands to his 12 disciples, he went away from that place to teach and to preach in their towns. The Gospel of the Lord. The reading from Matthew today offers us much to consider. Jesus, who so very often offered peace to his disciples, now says that he does not bring peace, but the sword, even among members of the same family. What are we to think of this? Is there more than one kind of peace? This reading brings to mind an experience I had as a teenager. For most of us, we absorb our basic values from our parents or some relative close to the family as we were growing up. Sometimes our parents explain and are specific in teaching us certain ways to behave and develop right attitudes. Sometimes we learn these things from their example, from the conversation they have with other adults, which we happen to overhear. At any rate, I knew what my father's thoughts were about racial integration. We lived in a small town, and he believed that African Americans should have their half of our town, and we, the white people, should have the other half of our town. They should be treated equally, but separately. That sounded fair to me until I was in high school and learned from different subjects and teachers that this was not treating others equally. I learned that my father was wrong. This was not an easy realization to deal with. I did not want to think that my father was prejudiced and that I also was prejudiced. It was not a drastic matter of dealing with a sword, as Jesus speaks of in our reading, but it is the opposite of peace. I realized I had to reject my attitude and beliefs, which I got from my father, and accept another belief that was truly in line with what Jesus taught. I had to give them up for what I believed were his attitudes. Could one say that the sword was given in this case to untie my dependency to my parents' opinions and replace them with Jesus' way? Jesus wants us to have peace, and we desire peace in our families, among friends, our neighborhoods, country, our world. But the peace that is real, that is genuine, that will endure, is the peace that Jesus offers us. It is the peace that comes directly from him. It is the peace that is a result of love, love for God and love for neighbor. The peace that comes from seeking to know God's will in every situation and following that will. As Jesus also tells us in today's reading, we must follow his way and put him first in our lives. God knows this is not easy, but Jesus promises us the peace that does not end, the peace that comes from knowing we are not alone, and that when we are faithful to trying to discover God's will and to follow it, then God's grace will always be sufficient. This is where we shall find peace. Peace not of this world, but ever abiding peace.